Hello. Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Everybody, how are you doing?
We're doing great. It's Starfish. Starfish, boys and girls, she is on the line with us, and we are going to have also another special guest that's going to be joining us. But we're so thankful that you're coming back because it's a bright, sunny day. How is it for you, Starfish?
It is not bright and sunny, but it's definitely still warm. It's in the evening time, boys and girls. And do you know why it's in the evening here? And with Aunt Jules, it's a bright sunny day. I'll give you 5 seconds. It's because she's on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast.
Yes, and it's still daylight time here. Oh,
and
how
wonderful.
Yes, and you know, Starfish, isn't it hard to come inside when the light is shining so bright, the sun is on you, the children are all playing, and you do not feel sleepy at all?
It is so hard to come inside. All you want to just say is, just 5 more minutes, Mom, just 5 more minutes, Daddy.
And that's really hard to tell the children to come on in when you know they're begging and pleading you and you see those eyes. But we also have someone, too, Starfish, that's joining us today. Would you like to say something?
Hi, boys and girls.
Yes.
You remember me? My name is Dainty Della.
Hi, Dainty Della. How are you?
Fine, fine. I hope, boys and girls, you're ready. You could be ready for a good treat today.
Oh, yes, they will.
They certainly will. And one of the things, too, we want to thank them again for coming to Blog Talk Radio, Rainbow Soul, with Aunt Jules Bedtime Stories, and, of course, our other co-host, Starfish, and to have our guest here at this time. So we're in a real treat. But you know what? All these children are coming because they're getting ready to go to bed. That's what we're here for. And when they do that, they have to believe.
You always have to believe in yourself.
And let's hear that little short, brief story from these other little kids who are talking about believing. You think that's something that they would love to hear?
I think so.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
I know there has been some special activities that has been happening for a lot of girls and boys because the summer is ending and the fall is coming. And you know what that means? It is time for school. And a lot of boys and girls are very nervous because this is the time that they have to leave from mommy and daddy and all the usual familiar things that they're used to. and they will be having a new schedule. Now, I know, Starfish, because you come from the ocean, so you know about school. Because isn't there school fish?
Yes, there is definitely a huge bunch of school of fish. They just all travel together, and they all know the routine. They all know which way to go every single day, every single night. They go to school. They have a routine, wake up in the morning, do their routine, go to school, have a routine at school, and come home and have a routine at home. It's just a full day full of routines.
It is, and school, you know, also can be very challenging because it's people that you don't even know. And normally you're only just doing things with your family, but these are strangers. But they are going to see you for the first time, and you're going to be leaving mommy and daddy. And, of course, that brings about all different kinds of issues. And guess what? When you know that all these issues are happening, you want help, but help is definitely on the way. And we know that Dainty, she always knows about trying to get her boys and girls, her boys, because I think she has three boys that have to go to school, so she knows exactly about that.
Yes, the first day of school, boys and girls, which you probably have already gotten through, I know is a little bit scary. Some boys and girls who I talked to when I taught them in the summer were so excited because they not only were having another teacher, another room, class area because they're older, but some of them had an entirely new school. Can you imagine going to a new school that no one else would be there, like as the same kids as the year before? It's a bit scary, but a lot of kids were excited for it.
And I'm going to play a number of different songs because, you know, that's how we do things at Angel's Bedtime Stories. This will definitely help you go to sleep because a lot of you are not ready to go. But this will remind you it's back to school time. And this is by Tracy Phillips.
The weather starts to get real cool, and now it's time for back to school. Hurry, hurry, don't be late. This is such a special day. I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school. And I will read and write and try with all my might. I'm going back to school. I'm going back to school. Sorry to rush, gotta catch the bus. I'm
time to get to class.
Well, some of the kids are very excited about going to school. And boys and girls, I know you will be. By the time we finish this, you will not only be asleep, but you'll be thrilled about going to school. And we're going to relax any of those feelings that you're having about going to school. But out here in the West Coast, we have to bring you in. As Starfish said, a lot of you are already inside because it is already dark.
Come on in, boys and girls. You know you have to get ready for school tomorrow. I know you had a great weekend, and you're not quite ready to go back to school, but Monday is here.
Did you remember to bring everything in? Do you have those shoes that you pulled off to get onto the slide so that you could go faster? Well, I think you did. And we're going to have a lot of really good books because we know that you might be a little afraid. And that's what we're here to do, to make sure that you are feeling A-OK.
The new kid in school.
I wonder where she's from.
The new kid in school.
Maybe she used to live in a big city.
The new kid in school.
I was new last year. I'm going to say hi to her.
The new kid in school.
Do you think she'll be our friend? Oh, look, an empty chair. You know what that means. New kid.
Check it out. I'm going to a class of kids that I've never seen. They may not like me. They might be mean. I miss my old teacher, my old neighborhood. All my friends, our jokes when it was all good. Everything is new now, and I'm trying to deal. But I'm crossing my fingers that someone here's for real.
The new kid in school.
Wow, I don't know anyone here.
The new kid in school.
I really hope I make new friends today.
The new kid in school.
I don't know. I think she'll like it. What's not to like?
The new kid in school.
I'm gonna invite her to my slumber party. Did you do that meeting last night?
Yeah, I did it. I did extra credit. Another day with my class, and all the same faces. Take my seat by the window, watch the teacher erasing the board. Then at the door, a new kid appears. Never seen her, never heard of her. Who is this? I'm shy, but curious to meet this new kid. I hope the teacher sees her near me. Oh, wait, she did.
The new kid in school.
Wow, she seems really cool.
The new kid in school.
I wonder if they like math like I do.
The new kid in school.
I wonder if she has a dog or a cool cat.
The new kid in school.
I bet she likes to play catch.
It's really hard to break the ice.
Boy.
I don't know.
Someone should say something to her, right? It's hard to figure out just what to say.
To someone you don't know at all, what sounds okay?
Hi, how are you? What's your name? Where you're from? Do you like to play? Cause we do, and you can come.
Well, cool, nice to meet you. I go by Kay. I just moved here to town, and sure, I love to play.
The new kid in school.
I'm so glad I said something.
The new kid in school.
What do you think of that? Starfish or any dainty? What do you think of that?
Wow, that is certainly cool.
The new kid.
Yes, it is.
I think that when you do come on board, you are a little nervous about, how is it going to be? What's going to happen? Will I make any friends? I'm not sure. Will anyone come and say something to me? I think you're a little nervous. And I haven't heard anything from any of you out there. Do you feel any of those feelings? Starfish?
I do. I certainly am nervous. I remember I was nervous on the first day of school. But
when you start making friends, you realize that they were nervous too. And then you have a great time.
That is so true. I remember back when I was around their age, and I was nervous. I didn't want my mommy to go because I was so secure with my mom. I did not know that I can have fun once I made friends. But once I started talking and the teacher introduced everybody to all the little kids to each other, then it was fun. Then after when it was time for me to leave, I didn't want to go because I was having too much fun.
And boys and girls, you can share your stories with us by calling 914-338-0695. And I know that sometimes some of the kids aren't all nervous about it because they've been there before. And Starfish, you have this book that you would like to share. And the teacher talks about, well, really, Sam?
Exactly. I'm excited about my story, talking about, well, really, Sam. Do we have one more song, or are we going to just start the stories? Which one do you want to do, Jewel?
We can have one more song. I have a song that's called The First Day You're Frightened, You're Not Sure Exactly What's Going to Happen, or we can have a song that talks about the imagination mover. I don't know, Sam. Sounds like one of the imagination movers. Don't you think so?
Yes, he does.
It's my first day of school. I'm a little scared. There's a lot to do, but I'm prepared to brush my teeth, comb my hair, get in my seat. Mom takes me there, gonna wave bye-bye, go through the door, learn a little something that I didn't know before. First day of school, and I'm prepared. Oh yeah, oh yeah, alright. I'm gonna be here from 9 to 3. That's an awful long time for me. And I know you're gonna be right back. Gonna see you when I meet you for an after school snack. Well, I fill with blocks and learn to count. Then I made some animal sounds. I had a snack, took a nap. I painted a picture of my cat. Then I went outside, I fell down. I got back up and I ran around. Listened to a story, songs to sing. That's when I heard the school bell ring. I was here for most of the day. Still have plenty of games to play. And you're waiting in the car outside. I don't want to leave, but I want to see you smile. I know I love to see you smile. First day of school. It's my first day of school. And it's my first day of school.
Boys and girls, that is really, you have so many butterflies in your stomach because it is the first day. The first day of anything is a little nerve-wracking. But we're here to make sure that it's not for you. And Starfish is going to share a story about Sam.
Exactly. Now, really, Sam? That's what our story is going to be about. Boys and girls, are you ready?
Well, we're ready over here.
Okay. Let's get set. This story is written by Miss Harker, Miss Jillian Harker. Uh, I'm so excited to start the story. We need to get it all set.
I want them to make sure they got those pillows all fluffed up.
Yes, certainly.
Starfish, after we finish this, we're going to have to do a little song to get them in the bathtub. But before they go to the bathtub, you are right there going, please give me another story before I go into the bathtub.
I know. You can never have too many stories. All right, boys and girls, let's get started. We'll go over our bedtime list and make sure that we checked it off. All right. Really, Sam? Well, really? Reply the teacher. What? You see, I was walking through the school. Really, Sam? When a huge monster leaped up out of nowhere. Oh, my goodness. Its hairy hands on my shoulder and pushed me to the wall. Oh, my goodness. Green face toward mine. It could feel like he was breathing right near me. Stop! Sam paused. And, the teacher said, Miss Burnton, it got sick and it had its gigantic tongue and licked me. Oh my goodness. Then I ran off. And I ran across the playground and tried to hide it from him. Really, Sam? Did this really happen? Yes, teacher, I promise it did. Well, if it really did, what happened next? Well, Miss Brennan, then, Sam said, I think I'd better have a word with your mom, the teacher said. On Wednesday morning, where Mrs. Burton called the children from her class, boys and girls, come in. There's a lot of fidgeting. What was going on? Settle down now. Settle down, she told them. Upon her own realization, she saw them all crowding around something. What could this be? So she decided to continue and go on with the attendance. When she got to Sam's name, there was no reply, just silence. And then a giggle. Alice's hand raised up straight. I know where Sam is, she said. I saw him playing in the sandbox when I was walking across the playground. Boys and girls, do you have any friends like that who know everything and know everyone and know where and what everyone is doing? Just like this little girl, Alice. I'm sure you guys do. Can we think and imagine what can possibly happen to Sam and where he can be? Is he really in the sandbox? As we go through these stories, ask yourself all these fun questions. So, everyone started to look for Sam. And Miss Burton started to get frustrated. Really, Sam? Then, all of a sudden, Miss Burton found him. Where were you? It was the monster, Miss Burton. Really, Sam? Said Miss Burton. I swear, it was. And then the words came out all mixed up. He must have been really scared. I was coming across the playground when suddenly the ground shook. And there was an enormous fork in the road. And I couldn't decide which way to go. I couldn't even stand up. Sam continued his long story. All the kids were very intrigued and started to believe all the words that were coming out of Sam's mouth. But Miss Burton, as always, said, "Really, Sam? I wonder what's going to happen, boys and girls. Is he going to continue with this story, or is he going to break down and say, 'That's not the truth. I made it up'? We will see. Can we take a little break, Miss Aunt Jewel?"
"Yes, we can. I'll play at the time the bedtime list, because we didn't play that. So while some of you are getting your pajamas during the time that we are having the story told to us, you'll make sure that you have everything and you're ready."
So the next morning, Sam, of course, was gone again. Just then, the classroom door flung open, and Sam crashed in. "You're late, Sam," said Mrs. Burton. "You'll never, never guess what happened to me on the way to school. said Sam, panting. Well, really, Sam? Asked his teacher. What? You see, I was walking along the road, Sam said. Words pouring out. Wait, suddenly, I felt myself being pulled and being whacked right upon the head and pushed toward this open door. I tried to pull away, but nothing and no one was around me, and I couldn't even do it. I think it was an alien trying to suck me out, and then the aliens made me eat all of this alien food before they let me go. Then I ran all the way to school. Sit down, Sam, snapped Mrs. Burgeon, and please tell your mother no more stories and tell her to come and see me tomorrow. On Friday morning, when Miss Burgeon began to take her attendance, she raised her hand to chat and see what all the stir was about. Sam's not here, some children shouted. Miss Burgeon sighed. At that moment, Sam flung the door open. You'll never guess what happened this morning, he said, and gasping. There was a flood in our kitchen, and it was all my hamster's fault. Well, really, Sam, said Miss Burgeon. That's quite enough of your story. And I thought I told you to ask your mother to come and see me. You did. But as I said, there was a flood in my kitchen, and my mom was on her way to come and meet you this morning, but there was a flood. And do you guys want to know how the hamster started this flood? You will never imagine. That morning, I was minding my own business, eating my breakfast with my mom, my favorite cereal, and I almost forgot that I needed to feed my hamster. So I went to my hamster cage, and I noticed it was gone. And it was completely empty. All I saw was little scrapings of food outside of his cage. All the boys and girls were really intrigued, all except for Miss Burgeon, of course. Well, really, Sam, your hamster caused the flood? Yes, Miss Burgeon. I know where. So, again, the next morning, Miss Burgeon was waiting for Sam's mother to come. Again, Sam was missing when we called attendance. Where is Sam? I know where Sam is, one of the classmates said. I saw him going into the candy store on his way to school. Just then, the classroom door flung open, and Sam crashed in. You're late, Sam, said Miss Burgeon. Miss Burgeon, You'll never guess what happened to me on the way from school. Well, really, 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 Sam, what happened this time? I was walking along the sidewalk, minding my own business, coming early, in fact, to school, when all of a sudden, I was pushed toward this open door, and I tried to pull away. I just couldn't. And it was this big, big, wait, Sam. No more stories. But Miss Burton, no more stories. School is about learning. And we can't get through the day if we have different stories every day from you. What are we to believe? But Miss Burton, all of these stories are true. I promise my mom will tell you when she comes this afternoon. Well, really, Sam. The end.
That was a great story. And because it was so large, the teacher didn't even believe him. But he, at the same time, he intrigued all the children.
Exactly. And imagination is something really good to have. But one thing that you don't want to do, boys and girls, is distract your classmates. Because keep in mind, you're taking away time and knowledge that everyone could be learning.
Yes, yes. Well, here's a few little kids that wanted to be able to say something. Just a few little things, and let's hear them. It's a multiplication song from MC Rapper. That is a little girl who was not using her imagination and making all kinds of stories to say, let's not go into school. She was saying, let's go into school because we can learn so much. We'll learn our multiplications. So, boys and girls, let's be able to hear what some of the things that we were supposed to do. Bedtime list. Did you grab your favorite blanket? Did you also get your favorite teddy? I know that that's something that Dainty has to do with getting her children ready for bed.
Yes, it is. alright and it's okay. If you're feeling scared on your very first day, it's alright, you'll be just fine. You're gonna have yourself a really good time.
Because it's your first day, and your first day, we don't know who we're going to meet. And we have another wonderful story, because some of you are not quite ready to close your eyes.
Yes, boys and girls, it's by Young People Stories of Sharing, compiled by Henry and Melissa Billings. And the name of the story is Selfish, the Selfish Giant. This story comes from England. It shows that life is only beautiful when it is shared with others. How many kids know that it's wonderful to share with others and not just yourself?
We all in bedtime land, we know it, that it's great to share.
Yes, it is. Every afternoon, children played with the giant's garden. In it were soft green grass and beautiful flowers. There were 12 peach trees. Birds sat in the trees and sang sweetly, tweet, tweet, tweet. The children sometimes stopped their games in order to listen to the songs of the birds. How happy we were here. They cried to each other. When spring came, there were birds and blossoms all over the land. But in the garden of the selfish giant, it was still winter. Oh, that means that it was cold over there. The birds did not care to sing in it because there were no children. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine that? No children. The trees forgot to blossom. What a beautiful forest. When it saw signs, it felt sorry for the children that it slipped back into the garden, the ground again, and went off to play. The only people who were pleased were the snow and the frost. Oh, my goodness. Spring had forgotten this garden. They cried. So we will live here and all the year around. They invited the North Wind to stay with them. Then they asked hail to come as well. Oh, my goodness. They wanted it, those hard rocks of rain. That's not good. So it was always winter there. Snow covered the grass and frost painted the trees. The North Wind and the hail roared, roared the garden all day. I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming, said the selfish giant. He looked out his cold, white garden. I hoped there would be a change in the weather. But the spring never came. Can you imagine that, boys and girls? The spring never comes. That means the flowers and the trees, they don't blossom? Oh, my goodness.
Awful.
It is.
Oh.
It is. One morning, the giant was lying in bed when he heard some lovely music. A songbird was singing outside the window. Chirp, 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 chirp. It had only a long time since the giant had heard a bird sing in his garden. The song seemed to him to be the most beautiful music in the world. I believe the spring has come at last, said the giant. He jumped out of bed and looked out. What did he see? What did he see, kids? What did he see? Oh, my goodness. He saw the most wonderful sight. The children had crept into the garden through a little hole in the wall. They were sitting on the branches of the trees, and the trees were so glad to have the children back that they had covered themselves with blossoms. So the trees were all covered with nice green leaves and flowers. Oh, it was just a beautiful sight. The birds were flying about. The flowers were looking up through the green grass and laughing. Ho, 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 ho.
It was a lovely scene. Only one corner was still winter. That corner stood a little boy. He was so little that he could not reach up the branches of the tree. Have you ever imagined something like that, boys and girls, that you were trying to reach for something and you couldn't? He was wandering all around, crying bitterly. The poor tree was still covered with frost and snow. The north wind was blowing and roaring about. "Climb up, little boy," said the tree. It bent the branches down as low as it could, but the boy was still too tiny to reach them. And the giant's heart melted as he looked out. "How selfish have I been," he said. "Now I know why the spring would not come here. I will put the poor little boy on top of the tree, then I will knock down the wall, and my garden shall be the children's playground forever and ever." The giant went quietly out into the garden, and when the children saw him, they were frightened. They all ran away. The garden went winter again. Only the little boy did not run, for his eyes were so full of tears that he did not see the giant coming.
Don't leave me.
The giant crept behind him. He took him gently in his hands and put him upon the tree. The tree broke at once into blossom. The birds came and sang again. Tweet, 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 tweet. The little boy stretched out his arms and flung around the giant's neck. He gave him a kiss. The other children saw the giant was not wicked any longer. They came running back. With them came the spring. "It was garden now, little children," said the giant. He took a great axe and knocked down the wall. The wall came. And when people went into the market that day, they found the giant playing with the children in the most beautiful garden they had ever seen. At the beginning of the story, the giant is quite selfish. He refuses to let the children play in his garden. He wants to enjoy the garden all by himself. But when he gets into constant cold and the wind and the snow, none of his trees and flowers and birds want to share their beauty with such a selfish person. The giant learns from his mistake. He sees that only by sharing with his life will be filled with beauty. It isn't easy for the giant to share. When he tries, he finds that children are afraid of him. But the giant proves that he can change. He helps the little boy into the tree. For sharing with all the children, the giant is rewarded with the most beautiful garden ever in the world.
That's such a beautiful story.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And children, what you can learn from this is to not be selfish. Share with others, and you can still have as much fun and make more friends in the process. It's wonderful to share, so don't be selfish.
Because what it always often does when you're not selfish and when you share with others is you make friends. And when you have friends, life is so much fun. Anytime you need a friend, you know that you have to be a friend to others. We have a little song that talks about anytime you need a friend.
messages, and I'm so happy that you joined us at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, with Aunt Jules, Bedtime Stories, and Starfish, and Dainty Della. We are so thrilled. We know, don't we know, what did you find out about today's show and going to doing something that is very scary?
It certainly is. And boys and girls, don't be afraid to have imagination, and don't be afraid to share it with your classmates and your teacher in class. But make sure you remember not to disturb the scheduled routine and the learning session that your teacher is there, that your teacher will provide.
The starfish, you know, some of the boys and girls were already falling asleep.
We did it again.
It's such the best time for the parents. I don't know why it's the best time for the parents and why they always come to Aunt Jules' Bedtime Stories.
They want their kids to have a nice time and have a good story before they go to sleep. That's what I think it is.
Always end up putting them to sleep, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We certainly do.
And Starfish, what is that wonderful song that we always play when the boys and girls and sometimes even the moms and dads have these heavy, heavy eyelids and they're trying to keep them open, but they can't. It's this song by Karina Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star.
Boys and, we're Just Like a Star, boys and girls.
Just like a star across my sky, just
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
And have fun at school and make lots of friends.
Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And feel free to leave a message with us at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories at gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Good night.
I'm going back, you're going back, we're going back, back
to school. And that's for those kids that are on the West Coast and they're still wide awake. But we want to say thank you so much, and we'll see you next Sunday.